我们曾经运用讲台啊聚会的时间啊，跟大家分享耳光的审视。
So within the past few weeks, we've been sharing the reflections of being slept.
那么我们在啊这个列王记上二十二章的二十四节。
So based on the reference of based on Second Kings of chapter 22.
我们可以看到啊，神耶和华的先知米该亚，好，那么曾经被打个耳光。
We can see how the prophet of God Micaiah was slapped on the cheek.
啊，那这个耳光一打啊，我们跟大家分享的是啊，是今天在我们的生活上，我们到底是要得到人的喜欢，还是得到神的喜欢
？So the sharing we have gained from this is that whether we are to please man or to please God.
啊。那我们又借着啊《使徒行传》二十三章的第二节
，and also through the sharing of Acts chapter 23 verse 12，
我们可以看到使徒保罗也曾经被打耳光。
We can also see that Apostle Paul himself was slapped as well.
好，那这个耳光一打下去之后，打出了什么样的道理呢
？And so once he was slapped, what teaching can we gain from this？
打出了保罗他对神真理的绝对的顺服。
And so we can see his absolute submission.Mission to the truth.
好，那我们现在再来看一看圣经里面啊，第三个哈、哦，小弟所查考到被打耳光的基督耶稣。
Let's also see another character in the Bible who was slapped, who is Lord Jesus Christ.
我们根据的经文，请大家看马太福音二十六章。
So the verse of reference is in Matthew 26.
马太福音二十六章啊，六十七节。
Matthew 26 verse 67.
他们就吐唾沫在他的脸上，用拳头打他，也有用手掌打他的，说：“基督啊，你是先知，告诉我们打你的是谁。”我们这段经文啊，要从五十七节以下哈、啊、来开始慢慢看起。
So we need to look at the context from verse 57.
好，那么我先讲啊，基督耶稣他被打了耳光。
So I would like to share on.How when Jesus was hit and struck.
那这个耳光到底能够打出什么？我们能够思考的道理呢
？So what teaching can we gain from this?
好，小弟所抓的焦点是打出对他身份的坚持。
I would like to focus on how Jesus persisted on his status.
当耶稣他被抓到公会啊，去接受审判的时候
，Once Jesus was caught by the council and received judgment
啊，我们在六十节可以看到哈，五十九节、六十节看到，当时公会找了很多人做假见证，要控告耶稣。
So from verses 59 to 60, we see many false witnesses coming up to bear false testimony against Jesus.
哦，所以到了六十三节，我们可以看到，当时耶稣基督他面对公会的审判，他是一句话都不说的。
So in amidst this, Jesus kept silent.
六十三节
，verse 63.
好，那这个如果你再参考对观福音的这个马可福音十四章的六十一节
，if you look at the synoptic gospels from Mark chapter 14 verse 6.
好，你可以看到哈，在马可福音里面记载耶稣哈，耶稣他怎么样？耶稣他一言不答，就是连一句话耶稣都不说。
We can see that Jesus did not say anything; he kept silent.
好。所以当时在六十三节里面啊，当时审判的大祭司就问了耶稣基督一个问题。
So the judges have proceeded to ask Jesus a question.
并且这个大祭司他是指着天上的神，哦，那么起要叫耶稣基督起誓。
And he asked him to swear by the oath by the living God.
哦，大祭司问他说：“你到底是不是神的儿子基督
？”So he asked him, "Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God."
好，那当然，我有在这个讲台跟大家分享过这个儿子的属灵的真理上的定义。
I've also shared with you the spiritual definition of the Son.
啊，他是讲到天上这一位以灵的状态所存在的神。
So he is the son of the living God in spirit.
那么他现在啊，用肉身的样式显现来到我们的生活当中，跟我们同在。
And now he has manifested himself in the likeness of flesh to be with us.
所以换句话说，大祭司问耶稣基督
，In other words,
你是天上的神降生来到这个世界的基督吗？就是救世主吗？
So in other words, the high priest wanted to ask him, "Are you the Savior Christ who was to come?" To,
那我们看到六十四节很奇怪的哈，耶稣基督针对这个问题正面去做了回应。
And so in verse 64, it was strange, unusual that Jesus answered his this question.
所以耶稣对他说：“你说的是。”
And he said to him, "This is as you said."
那结果因为这样子的一个身份的认定。
Because Jesus acknowledged his own status.
想不到大祭司他认为这一位耶稣他已经僭越了他的身份。
And so this high priest thought that he has surpassed his own status.
在65节我们就可以看得到。
In verse 65, we can see.
你已经越过了你的身份所该讲的话。
So his reaction drew that he had, that he has spoken words of blasphemy that is surpassing his own status.
所以在这样子的背景之下，耶稣基督，那么他就被人用拳头打，那么被人用手掌打。
And so from this, phrase alone, he was beaten and struck by people.
所以我们可以知道说，耶稣基督他为了坚持，他就是基督，他就是降生来到世界的救世主。那么这样的身份，他被打的。
And because Jesus persisted on his status of being the Son of God, he was struck.
在以赛亚书五十三章的第七节
，In Isaiah 53 verse 7，
我们天上的真神在预言这个耶稣基督他来到这个树上面对审判的时候
，And so the prophet prophesies how Jesus will come to be judged。
圣经说，当耶稣基督他在受苦的时候，他绝对不会开口的啦。
And so when Jesus was under suffering, he did not open his mouth。
就好像一只羊被牵到这个宰杀之地一样
，likened to a sheep being led to the slaughter。
所以他会静默无声，不会表达任何的意见。
And so he was silent. He was rendered. He would not express his own opinions.
但是我们感觉到非常讶异的
，so we may feel perplexed.
只因为他要表明他就是基督这样子的一个身份。
So because of the sole reason that he wanted to proclaim his status as Christ.
所以耶稣基督他回应了。
So Jesus he spoke and replied.
很简单几个字叫你说的是。
He answered with a few words saying, "Oh, it is as you said."
结果想不到在这样的情况之下，那么他就挨了耳光了。
So it was unexpectedly that he was struck.
我们从这本圣经来看，耶稣他为了证明他就是基督，这一个身份的认证对当时的人来讲是很大的一件困难的事情。
And so from this we can see that during that time it was very difficult for the people to accept Jesus' status as the Son of God and to verify it.
我们来看约翰福音第八章。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章二十四节。
John 8 verse 24.
好，你看这一节耶稣对当时的这个百姓这样说。
So here Jesus told the people at that time.
说，如果你们不相信我是基督，那你们就要死在罪中。
So therefore I say that you will die in your sins if you do not believe that I am Christ.
那么必要死在罪中，他的原文是这样说了。
So,die in your sins in the original text it means
你们的罪仍然还是在你们的身上
and so your sins are still with you
那就表明说你们的罪要能够得到赦免你们要认识我就是救世主啊
so it means that in order for your sins to be forgiven you need to come to acknowledge him me as your savior
我们再看二十八节
verse 28
所以耶稣说你们举起人子以后必知道我是基督
So then Jesus said to them When you lift up the Son of Man Then you will know that I am he
他就是天上的神降生来到这个世界拯救人类灵魂的救主
He is the heavenly God who has come down to this world to save us from our sins
所以你看第八章约翰福音第八章耶稣一直在表明我就是基督
So John chapter 8, we can see Jesus continually proclaiming that he is Christ.
那当时的犹太人他们一听到耶稣讲述这个主题哇，整个头都痛了。
And the Jews at that time, they felt disturbed by this.
所以犹太人在48节认定说， 哦、你要从头看到尾、哦、啊，这个人是鬼附着的啦，讲那个是什么话？
And so chapter 8 verse 48 mentions the Jews told him, "Do we not rightly say you are a Samaritan and have a demon?"
哦，那到了五十六节哈、哦，耶稣很清楚的告诉这些犹太人。
In verse 56, Jesus clearly told the Jews,
他说你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕还在仰望我呢。
So your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
所以当时犹太人说你还不到五十岁，你哪里看过我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。
And so the Jews replied saying, you are not yet 50, yet you have seen Abraham.
那五十八节耶稣就说还没有亚伯拉罕就有我啦。
58, Jesus replied, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
结果他们要拿石头打耶稣啊。
Then this drew a reaction where they wanted to throw stones at him.
所以这个圣经里面，当耶稣基督他完成了这个十字架的救恩之后。
And once Jesus finished the work of salvation on the cross.
我们看在使徒的时代，到底使徒他们传扬的是什么内容的道理。
So what is the content of the gospel that the apostles were preaching in the Acts?
使徒时代他们所传讲的一个讯息的中心就是耶稣就是基督。
In the period of Acts, the focal point, the message is that Jesus is Christ.
好，我们简单看一下哈，《使徒行传》二章三十六节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 36.
好，那么在这节经文的这一段经文的下半节。
And the second half of this.
你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。耶稣就是基督。
Therefore, God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
我们请看三章二十节。
Chapter 3, verse 20.
主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。好，耶稣就是基督。
And so Jesus is indeed Christ.
好，请看五章四十二节。
Acts 5, verse 42.
那么使徒他们每天一直不断在传讲的讯息是什么？就是耶稣就是基督。
So the apostles did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ.
好，八章第五节，跟三十五节。
Chapter 8, verse 35.
好，九章二十二节。
9, verse 22.
好，十七章第三节。
Chapter 17, verse 3.
十八章第五节。
Chapter 18, verse 5.
还有二十八节。
And 28.
等等 你详细看一下使徒行传，就是当时他们传讲的讯息，中心讯息就是耶稣就是基督了。
We can see the consistent theme in this book is that they preach that Jesus is Christ.
所以我们从圣经我们就能够清楚的了解，那么耶稣基督就是降世来到世上拯救我们灵魂的天上那一位真神。
So we can see and conclude that Jesus is indeed the Son of God who has come to save us for our sins, and He is that God in heaven.
好，他就是基督，这是一种他在这个世界上的身份。
And He is Christ, and this is His status in this world.
好，那我们今天从耶稣被打耳光，这个身份的坚持，那么这一件这一个记录当中，我们要思考的是什么呢？
So what should we reflect upon, when Jesus was slapped?
今天我们活在世上，当我们接受了耶稣基督的洗礼之后
，And today in this world after we have received the baptism of the Lord，
请问你叫什么名字？
林以翰。
那他叫林以翰哈，他自己讲的哈。那你接受了耶稣基督的洗礼之后，请问你叫什么名字？
还是一样？
还是林以翰哦。哎，这个我们来看一下圣经哈。我们来看哥林多前书第七章。
So, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
好，再看，请看哥林多前书第七章二十节。
1 Corinthians 7 verse 20.
好，一直到二十四节的这一段经文。
Until 24.
好，二十节说，个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍然要守住这身份。好，那么再看二十四节
，verse 24。
弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍然在神面前要守住这身份。好，这段经文它原本是在讲属世外表的身份跟地位，我们不要去摇动它。
So the original message of this that with our worldly status we should not do anything about it.
当我们蒙召的时候，我们是做奴隶的，哈，你不要把这个奴隶的这样子的一个身份地位，你一定要把它撤除掉，哈，说要离开人的制度，哈。表面上他是在讲这一些了。
So superficially, maybe saying that once you have been baptized and you were originally a slave by status, you should not try your best to get rid of your status. This is not what he's trying to say.
就是接受了耶稣基督之后，你仍然过着人应当要过的，在人的制度之下我们要过的日子。
And so under the worldly system, we should live according as you are, in according to your status.
但是我要从一个属灵的角度来看这件事情。
But let us look at this, examine this from a spiritual perspective.
我们蒙受耶稣基督的呼召，接受耶稣的洗礼之后，到底我们是什么身份呢？
So once we are called by the Lord and being baptized under His name, what status do we have?
好，我们请看加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章二十七节以下的经文，二十六节以下。
Galatians 3 verse 26.
好，那么这段经文保罗他告诉我们说，哦，我们因为信耶稣基督，我们都是神的儿子。
So for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
我们跟耶稣基督的身份是一样的。
So our status with the Lord is the same.
好，然后二十七节说，当我们受洗归入基督的时候，都披戴基督了。
Verse 27, for as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
好，那这个披戴的英文叫做穿上，就是把基督好像一件衣服一样穿在我们的身上。
The original meaning of put on is to put on Jesus like a garment.
二十八节说，不分你在这个世界上你是什么种族了。
28, there is neither Jew nor Greek or any other race.
不分你在这个世界上你是什么阶级的。这个为奴的啦，自主的，不分你是什么阶级的。
Regardless of what social class you are, whether you are slave or free, it does not matter.
那也不必区分性别了，说我是男生，我是女生，我是 gentleman, 我是 lady, 不必分这些了。
So there's no need to segregate yourselves by gender as well.
那换句话说，当我们在座的每一个人，我们接受洗礼之后，那我们都有一个共同的名字。
So in other words, after we receive baptism, we have one name.
那么这个名字就叫做基督徒。
And so we're a Christian.
好像把基督像一件衣服穿在我们的身上，这个就是我们在这个世界上，在这个地面上的一个什么，一种身份的表征。我现在是耶稣基督的门徒。
And so the proof of being put on, if you put on Jesus, the proof is that we are Christians.
那现在的重点是我能够在我的，我可以在我的生活当中，那么去显明我是基督徒这样子的一种宝贵的身份吗？
So can we actually realize our status as Christians in our lives?
我们那边有一位这个传道，他很热心我们主内青年的婚姻。
And so there was a preacher who was concerned about our youths marrying in the Lord.
所以他有一天在他注目的教会，那么他跟一位姐妹说，可以跟你介绍我们组内的青年，然后让你们认识吗？
And so once he asked his sister, oh, is it all right if I can introduce you a brother with that?So that you can know each other.
那我们这位姐妹也是非常的大方，因为男大当婚，女大当嫁，这个是天经地义，婚姻是神设立的嘛。
And so because God has instituted marriage, so it is rightful for a girl to be married to a.
所以我们奥克兰的婚戒加把劲，我很期待我回去不久之后能够听到奥克兰教会的青年结婚的。So, 太多年轻人我看到都还没有结婚。
And so I look forward to hearing good tidings when I go back, return to Taiwan, to hearing good news with Auckland youth being married.
那这个传道就问这个姐妹，你有什么条件吗？
And so the preacher asked his sister, do you have any
requirements? 这位姐妹说，当然有条件啊。
And of course I have my standards.
那到底是什么条件呢？
So what are your requirements and standards?
我说只要这弟兄会吃会喝，我就嫁给他。
As long as this brother can eat and drink a lot, then this is a bonus for me.
那这传道内心太高兴了哈！会吃会喝哦，你自己讲的哦。
So you yourself said that if they can eat and drink and is healthy, then that's enough.
这传道想哪一个不会吃不会喝，就是白吃也会吃会喝啊，对不对？
And so who does not eat or drink?
那么他也是很慎重的、那么介绍了一个、相当好的信仰、相当好的弟兄给这个姐妹。
And so he introduced a brother with a very good faith to the sister.
那经过了、一个月之后
，After a month，
我们这个姐妹来找传道。
The sister went back to find preacher.
那么他跟这个传道说、我现在要回应你、你介绍我这个弟兄，我没有意愿继续跟他交往下去。
And so she said, she replied, I don't want to continue courting this brother.
这个传道说，他不会吃不会喝吗
？And so the preacher said, doesn't he eat or drink?
这个姐妹说，是，他不会吃也不会喝。
And this sister said, no, he doesn't.
那你要讲清楚啊，什么叫做这个弟兄不会吃不会喝，还能活到现在啊
？So can you elaborate on this?
那么就是、他跟这个弟兄、有时候、会有单独相处的时间、有一天到夜市、去吃点这个点心。
And there were a few times where she would spend some alone time with his brother, and there was one time they went to a night market.
那么就在夜市碰到了、这位弟兄公司里面的同事好几个、
And so at that night market they encountered this brother's colleagues.
哇，大家就起哄啊！啊，交的女朋友也都是这样子啊，静默无声啊、所以大家就起哄，然后邀请他们到这个路边的海产店，去吃海产。
And so, they're overjoyed. It's oh, you were keeping silent about your girlfriend, so they went to a shop.
我们在台湾路边的海产店、叫500cc 的生啤酒来喝，那是很常见的一件事、
And so there's a lot of special seafood in that.
所以我们教会在信仰上表现非常好的青年、碰到他的同事、哇，干杯啊，500cc 生啤酒就喝了、
Also, when this brother saw his colleagues, he was very overjoyed, so he drank a lot of alcohol.
那我们这个姐妹是规规矩矩祷告、要用餐吗？规规矩矩、有一个外观的动作向神祷告。
And so the sister was praying, so she prayed outwardly as well.
但是我们信仰很好，这个青年、这个弟兄、没有祷告、干杯啊，哇，这个什么海产沙西米就吃了。
But this brother did not pray, say silent prayer, and he just ate a lot of sashimi.
那事后这个姐妹就问这个弟兄啊，你吃饭怎么没有祷告呢
？And so the sister asked him, "Why don't you pray before you?"
他说我有啊，我有祷告啊。
He said, "Oh, I did."
我一进去海产店，我内心就哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，主耶稣赏赐你给我吃的东西，我感谢你。我只是没有外观动作而已啊。
And so once he entered the shop, he just prayed in his heart, saying, "Oh, I have, I have prayed already."
那前面又问他，那你为什么喝酒呢
？And so the sister
是碰到同事生啤酒，那个是饮料，哪里是酒啊
？Why did you drink alcohol? He said, "This is just a beverage."
所以这个姐妹去跟这个传道说，这个弟兄不会吃也不会喝。
And so this sister said, "This brother cannot eat or drink."
因为他不知道，他不懂得吃，也不懂得喝。
Because he does not
在什么场所跟什么人可以吃喝，怎么吃喝，他都搞不清楚。
He does not know how to differentiate how to eat or drink with difference under different circumstances or situations.
我们可以参考啊，这个哥林多前书十章的31节，我们的神在吃喝的事上怎么说
？So what did the Lord said about eating and drinking?
他说无论你们是吃或者是喝。都要为了荣耀神，连吃喝都要荣耀神呢。
So whether you eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God.
在哥林多前书十章三十一节。
So, First Corinthians 10 verse 31.
电脑可以帮我说一下哈。OK， 好哈。这个姐妹就先讲了这段经文。
And so the sister made reference to this passage.
然后这个姐妹在讲说，我欣赏但以理书第一章第八节这个但以理在吃喝上面的表现，懂得怎么吃，懂得什么能吃，懂得什么不能吃。
And so the sister was made reference to Daniel who admired him for the way how he was able to discern in eating and drinking.
王要给他的食物啊，王要给他的酒啊，这个都是王的食物啊。
And so the banquet provided by the king, he was able to differentiate what it was.
哦，但以理书一章第八节哈，你会看但以理全部拒绝。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, so Daniel rejected all of the king's food,
因为他立志,
because he has resolved in himself.
不用王的饮食来玷污了自己。
So he purposed in his heart that he shall not defile himself with the portion of the king's food.
所以他说但以理真的在吃喝的树上能够显明我是神的门徒，那么这样子的一种尊贵的身份。
So through this he is able to prove his precious status as the child of God.
往往在我们一个人成长的过程当中啊，
so there are many times in the process of growth.
小弟常常啊会有感受哈，就是年纪越小的小朋友哈，要荣耀神越简单。
I feel that the younger you are, it is easier to glorify God in your life.
那年纪越来越大，我们就越懂得会改装啊，哦，会变装啊。
As we grow older, we learn how to
改变我们的身份
to change our status through many means.
啊，有一次啊，我们那边有一个传道，他出国啊，这个啊，超过了这个40天左右的时间哈，啊，离家很长久。
So there was a preacher who left his family for around 40 odd days.
那么当他工作结束要回去之前啊，那么跟他的这个传道娘联络。
And so before he was about to leave, and he contacted his wife.
他说：“哎呀，这个经过了40天要回家了哈，不但想念你哈，也想念哈我们家小朋友。”
And so after 40 days of not seeing you, I really miss you and the kids.
所以可不可以我下飞机的时候哈，除了看到你之外，还能够看到我们家的小朋友？我真想抱住他。
So apart from seeing you, when I get to the airport, can I see the kids as well? So I want to hug them.
所以这个传道娘就到学校哈，因为不是假日了哈，是上学日啊。她到学校呢，就跟这个小朋友请了这个下午的假哈。
So it wasn't a weekend when he was about to come back, so she applied for the kids to get off early.
啊，那我们那边的小学哈，那么上午的课程结束都会在学校吃啊这个营养午餐，政府供应的。
So after morning classes, usually in primary schools, they'll eat what the government supplied, lunch boxes. And so after eating, they will have nap time.
那只有念国小一年级的这一个小朋友，他背着一个书包在这个走廊上。我们学校的我们叫中走廊，然后就是贴公告的那个走廊，门口进来的走廊，在等他妈妈来载他。
And so there was only one student, the child was waiting in the main corridor, waiting for his mom.
那刚好午睡时间嘛，只有他一个人在走廊上。
Because it was nap time, so it was only him by himself on the corridor.
校长刚好在巡视校园。
And so at that time, the principal was patrolling the campus.
看到一个小朋友没有午睡，还背着书包啊，所以这个校长就走到这个小朋友的面前呢。
And so this principal went to find this child.
问小朋友说：“小朋友，你姓什么？”
What's your last name?
这个小朋友看到校长来立正啊，报告校长，我信基督教。
And so this child answered, "I believed in Christ."
So 校长说不是啦，我问你姓什么啦。
So it's not what you believe in. What's your last name?
那这个小朋友哈，第二次立正了，报告校长，我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And so he says, "I am a member of the True Jesus Church."
这个校长哈，好，基督徒哈，校长信任你不会做坏事，校长就走了。
And so he said, "You're Christian, so I believe you do not do wrong, anything bad." So he just left.
好，校长是问他你的姓名嘛，哈，他听成你到底是信什么？
So、
我就是基督徒。
His last name, but he misunderstood it as what is your faith?、
我觉得一个小朋友要荣耀神，你看就这么简单。校长说基督徒哈，我信任你就走了。
It's very easy for children to glorify God.
那我们在生活当中的表现能够因为别人认定我是基督徒，所以他们信任我们吗？
Can our actions acknowledge attest to our actions as Christians, and can we gain the trust from others?
好，那我要从这里导入第二个重点。
So I would like to make the second point.
我刚刚讲到哈，当随着我们的年龄成长的时候
，So as we grow, as we advance in age,
我们非常容易的在我们的生活当中哈，改装啊，变换服装啊。
So it is easy for us to masquerade in our lives.
那所谓变换服装，就是说哈啊，改变了我们的身份呢。
And so in this mask, in the process of masquerading, we are we hide our status as Christians.
那这样子改装好吗？
Is it good to masquerade?
我们来看《列王记上》二十二章。《列王记上》二十二章。
First Kings 22.
我们请看这个三十节。
First Kings 22 verse 30. 好，
《列王记上》二十二章三十节。
First Kings 22 verse 30.
那么在这段经文里面，我们可以看到，当犹大王跟以色列王他们联合要去攻打亚兰王的时候
，So once the kings of Israel and Judah made an alliance to attack the king.
那么当时的以色列王叫做亚哈王。
The king at that time of Israel was King Ahab.
那么他就对犹大王啊，就对耶沙华讲一句话说：“我要改装上阵。”
And so.He told the king Jehoshaphat of Judah that I will change my armor and go into the battlefield.
好，那你仍然可以穿着王的服装哈，然后怎么样？然后到这个战场上面去参与战争啊。
And so you can wear, and you yourself can wear your king, the king's armor to prepare for battle.
那当然我们可以了解哈，他是怎么样？他是要改变他王的身份。
And so Ahab wanted to hide his.Status as king.
所以他用乔装的方式，包装、伪装的方式，然后为了掩饰他自己是王这样子的身份。
And through the means of masquerading, wants to hide his status as king.
那今天我们也常常会跟这个亚哈王一样，在一个事件，在一个特定的场合当中，我们就把基督徒的身份暂时先拿掉，我挂上一个不晓得什么样的面貌改装啊，放弃基督徒这样子的身份。
And many times in our lives, in certain situations, we will, like King Ahab, we will masquerade ourselves and we will put on an image that is not like a Christian.
那结果你看三十四节。
Verse 34.
你看在战场上，圣经记载说，就有一个人怎么样，随便开弓啊。那这个随便你去看他的英文，就是说哈，没有目标，很单纯的哈，射了一箭。没有目标哦，很单纯的拉弓射，把箭射出去了。
Verse 34. Now a certain man drew a bow at random, so he attacked someone at random without any aim.
想不到恰巧哈，圣经里面用的是恰巧就射入的哈这个改装的王他的这个战甲的甲缝里面。
And so it unexpectedly struck the king of Israel between the joints of his armor.
那这个恰巧到底是什么意思呢
？What does it mean joints of the armor？
虽然你改装了
，although you have，
你想要用啊，你想要抛弃你这个王的身份，你要掩饰你原来的身份。
You have changed your armor to hide your original status。
但是我们的神还是在查看。
But our God is still searches and looks。
所以你一切的伪装都是徒然的啦。
And so no matter how much you masquerade or hide yourself, it is all in vain。
我们可以讲说哈，因为有神的手参与在里面呢，参与在这个事件里面呢。
Because it within this situation is the hand of God。
你看这个二十三节哈。
Verse 23.
二十三节，你看这个米该亚先知曾经告诉亚哈王说，第下半节说，耶和华已经命定降祸于你了。
Verse 23, Micaiah said, "The Lord has already declared disaster against you."
所以我们说这一件是出自于神的命定啊，你改装改装也躲不过灾祸了。
And so this has already been predetermined by God that regardless of how much you masquerade, it will not prevail.
我们现在来看一看哈，圣经里面所谓的恰巧哈，都是有神的手参与在里面的。
And so all of these unexpected coincidences have the hand of God within.
我们看以斯帖记第六章。
Esther chapter 6.
以斯帖记第六章从第一节以下的经文。
Esther 6 verse 1.
这个是啊，当时的宰相哈曼哦，要把犹太人哦灭除哦，圣经里面的啊这个啊记录。
And so here, Haman wanted to eradicate the Jews.
那么当时他要先灭除谁呢？灭除看守宫门的啊，那么叫做莫迪改这个人。
First, he wanted to get rid of Mordecai, who was the guard of the king's gate.
啊，你要发现哈，这个以斯帖记哈，从第一个注到最后一个注都没有神，你找不到神，找不到耶和华，哦，你都找不到这些预言。
And so within the book of Esther from the beginning to the end, you cannot find any recordings of the word the Lord or YHWH.
但是这一卷的经文处处都充满了神的手在里面。
However, within the events are all have the hand of God.
所以我现在要跟大家分享的以斯帖记第六章第一节以下的经文。
So from Esther 6 verse 1.
它的背景是这样。
So I would like to share the background.
哈曼做了一个很高的木架，哦，要绞死莫迪改。
And so Haman had constructed a really tall gallows to hang Mordecai on it.
哦，所以他做好的木架之后，第二天，哦，准备第二天一大早，哦，那么在还没有上早朝的时候，他就要先进去面见，哦，当时的亚哈水鲁王。
So on the second day and early dawn, he wanted to inquire of the king.
那么要求得王的同意，把这个莫迪改绞死在木架上。
And he wanted to seek the approval of the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows.
那现在恰巧来了哈。
And now here comes the unexpected coincidence.
你看那一夜怎么样？王睡不着的。
So that night the king could not sleep.
这什么时候都可以睡不着哈？那么恰巧哈，前一夜这个王睡不着。
So unexpectedly, the king could not sleep that night.
那王睡不着，哦，有很多排遣的方式啦。
And so there may be a lot of methods.
可是圣经记载说，这个王哈，这吩咐人说拿历史来念。
And so he commanded someone to read.
这个都是神在里面穿针引线呢。
Read the chronicles. So this is all have to do with God's works and doings.
那整个波斯帝国啊，整个哇，他们的历史都洋洋洒洒，有很多可以读、可以念的啦。
So he can read the history and annals, the annals of the Persian kingdom.
刚刚好念的人又念到说莫迪改拯救的亚哈水鲁王，刚好念到这一段，哇，这个是说什么？这个是说浩瀚宇宙当中哈，取一颗米呀，哦，几率很低呀，啊，偏偏这颗米就拿到了。
And so from the vast universe, so he has at that night he could not sleep.
那如果王迷迷糊糊念过就算了啊，那就算了嘛哈。
And so he picked.Handpicked some the chronicles.
你看第三节啊，王又问的啊，莫迪改做这个事有没有给他什么赏赐啊
？So it was about Mordecai. So what honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this?
没有，没有记载。
There was nothing has been done.
这个时候第四节又那么刚好说，哈曼正进王宫的外院哦，刚刚好走到皇宫的外面。
And so it was just at that time that Haman entered the court.
那你看哈，有多少恰巧在里面
？So there's all many unexpected coincidences.
那其实这些恰巧，这都是神的手在引导的。
And these are all led by the hand of God.
所以我们一个基督徒哈，我们不要变装哈，不要把基督徒这样子的身份从我们的身上哦，说短暂把它拿走，这是不合宜的。
And so it is not good that if we masquerade for a short period of time to remove our likeness as a Christian.
好，希腊帝国的亚历山大大帝。
And so Alexander the Great of the Greek Empire.
当然，我们不能否认他是一个非常出色的君王。
We cannot deny that he was a very great and successful king.
他非常年轻哦，那么他就横扫欧亚非三州，拿了很多的版图。
And so he has conquered many continents in his young age，
那他部队是很强盛的。
And his army was indeed very.
那这一位亚历山大大帝也常常到部队去巡视，哦，那么巡视一下他的军队。
And he also went to examine his his army periodically.
那有一天他在巡视部队的时候，他看到那个阿兵哥哈，这一个连里面的这个阿兵哥的这个名单呐、啊，哎，有一个人跟他一样叫亚历山大。
So he looked at the name list of the soldiers and he saw someone called Alexander as well.
所以他就问这个长官呐、啊、哈，问这一个部队的长官说，那这个亚历山大他的表现怎么样
？And so he asked his captain, how his behavior is.
啊，这个长官跟亚历山大大帝报告说，哈，报告皇帝，糟透的，就三个字，糟透的。
And so this man reported back that he was
这个。皇帝一听哈，就不想再听了，说你去把那个人找过来。
And so he was very very bad.、哦、so he
那等到这个阿兵哥亚历山大到的时候
，once this Alexander came，
这个皇帝问他叫什么名字
？So the king asked him what's your name？、哦、
他说我叫亚历山大。
He said I'm called Alexander、哦。
那这个皇帝就大声起来了，你配叫亚历山大吗？
And so this the king was furious, saying, "Are you worthy to be called Alexander?"
你的直属长官跟我报告，你糟透了。
And so my captain reported that you are very bad.
我现在给你两条路。
So I'll give you two options.
好，第一条路。
First,
马上把名字给我改掉，因为你不配叫亚历山大。
Change your name because you are not worthy to be called Alexander.
好，第二条路。
Second.
努力做到像我这样叫亚历山大。
And so work hard to be worthy of being called Alexander. Like me.
我们是神所拣选的人，我们披戴基督这件外衣。
And so we have been chosen by God, and we have put on Christ.
好，那么在以弗所书第五章的第三节。
Ephesians chapter
五章第三节。
Five verse three.
我们可以看到哈，保罗他说哈。我们这个圣徒哈，要有圣徒的体统啊。
And so as believers, we should have the behavior fitting to for the saints.
第三节最后这一句话哈，这一句话说哈，说方合乎圣徒的体统啊。
So we must have behavior that is fitting for the saints.
那么我去看了他的解释，他有两个解释在里面。
And so I've looked at the two interpretations.
好，第一个解释。
First.
才合乎神所分别出来之人的身份。
And so to be able to discern, the status.
我们是神从万民当中特别拣选分别出来的。
And so we have been.Consecrated and chosen out of among all the nations.
那我们要符合神把我们分别出来这样子的一个基督徒的身份。
So we should relate to others our status as the Christ.
好，那么第二个解释
as Christians, sorry,
才能够合乎神百姓的身份地位上的行为举止。
And so in our actions, in our speech, in our conduct, we must accompany.We must meet the requirements of being Christ-like.
好，那么就是说，在你的生活举止的言行上，你要行的合乎神所给你的这样子的一个身份地位。
In our speech and actions, we must manifest the status that God has given us.
所以我们既然接受了耶稣基督，我们穿上了耶稣基督。
And since we have accepted Jesus Christ and have put him,
那我们就期待我们真耶稣教会的每一个弟兄姐妹哈，我们走到哪里，我都是耶稣的基督徒。
And so we hope that
这个身份不要把它放掉。
That we can wherever we go, we can manifest this status as the son, children of Christ.
无论遇到什么事。
Regardless of whatever situation,
无论我在这个什么样的场合里面
，whatever circumstance,
无论我面对什么人
，or whatever whoever we encounter,
我都是披戴基督的，我这个基督徒的身份都是存在的。
So we shall not put off Christ.
好，我要来分享第三个重点啊，也是一个结论。
It's a conclusion.
有没有看过一部影片啊，叫《抢救雷恩大兵》
？Is it
那个英文怎么翻呢
？Shawshank Redemption.
啊。
No.
Oh, 我们
Saving Private Ryan.
我们中文叫抢救雷恩大兵啊，看过没有
？Saving Private Ryan. Have you seen this?
Saving Private Ryan.
Ryan.
好 ，Ryan. 好像叫抢救雷恩大兵哈。 如果你稍微回想一下哈，他这个情节是说哈，为了抢救一个家族仅存的一个哈，仅存的所有的兄长全部都战死在沙场上，哦，战死在战场上。
So in this story, there's many soldiers died in the battlefield. 哦，
那只有剩下这个家族，就剩下一个男孩子也在战场上，叫做雷恩。
And so there's only one person from his family left on the battlefield.
所以为了保存抢救这一个家族仅存的这个男孩子，所以部队啊，国家就发动了这个抢救小组啊，要把这个雷恩大兵带离开战场。
And so in order to preserve the family line, they wanted to save this boy. And so they sent special forces to save this man from the battlefield.
好，果不如其然啊，所有抢救这个大兵的这一个抢救小组全部都死光了，为了他，好，全部都牺牲在战场上。
For the sake of saving this person, everyone of this special force, the special aid, they all died in the battlefield.
所以这一部影片最出名的一句话，就是这个最后把雷恩大兵要送出战场的这个排长，他即将要死的时候，对雷恩讲一句话。
And so the special aid, captain said this one word to the main character before he passed away.
You better earn it. 就是我们用字眼来讲叫我，你好好的活下去，是不是？用外观的字眼来讲，那个 you better 嘛，earn it， you better earn it， 是不是？你好好活下去啊！事实上，你如果去了解这句话，它背后所代表的含义。
So if you read between the lines of what does this mean？
这么多人为你牺牲，
so many people have sacrificed their lives.
你要活得有价值啊！
So you should live a life.
你不要让我们的牺牲白白浪费啊！
So our sacrifices shall not be in vain.
所以这个影片一开始的时候，是这个雷恩已经年纪老迈啦，有儿子啊，有媳妇啊，有孙子啊，全部他带得到为他牺牲的这些抢救小组的活物面前献花。
In the beginning of the film was the scene where he was old, advanced age, with his surrounded by his grandchildren, and he was putting flowers to the special forces at the tombstones.
好，然后面对这些为他牺牲的人员哈，那么雷恩献了花之后，问他的孩子，问他的孙子，问什么呢
？So what did he ask his children, his offspring, while he put the flowers on the tombstones?
我活得有价值吗
？Did I live a life of value？
我活得对得起这些人吗
？Did I live a life worthy of these people？
我能够代表他们在这个世界上讲话吗
？Can I speak on their behalf in this world？
好，我们来看哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6。
哥林多前书第六章二十节。
Six verse 20。
好。因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。好，我们再来看哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8。
哥林多后书三章第三节。
Three verse three。
好，你们明显是基督的信，这个叫做书信，不是信心，你们明显是基督的书信。好，那么借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，是用永生神的灵写的。好，所以第一节第二节保罗说，大家就是念你这封书信，你能够把你自己推荐给大家吗？
So we are all an epistle, so we're all a scroll of Christ, so are we able to let others read our lives?
我们是耶稣基督重价赎回来的。
We have been redeemed by Jesus.
我们因为耶稣基督的宝血洗礼，我们是基督徒。
Because of his salvation and his blood.
但你能够为耶稣基督活出价值吗
？Can we live a life worthy of Christ?
你活得对得起耶稣基督吗
？Can we live a life that is
你能够成为耶稣基督是在这个世界上的代言人吗？发言人吗
？Can you become a spokesperson for Christ in this world？
你是基督给世人的一封推荐信吗
？Can we become a recommendation letter of Christ？
我想这些就是从基督耶稣被打耳光的身份的坚守当中，我们能够勉励我们自己的 在我们的信仰生活当中的一个很好的追求的角度。
I think this is a very good perspective that we can pursue on in our life of faith.
好，求主耶稣让我们都能够有这样子的认知。
And may we all have this understanding in our lives.
好，一起来唱赞美诗492首。
Let's sing hymn 492.